welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Well, today I'm joined by Vanderbilt dietetic interns Becca and Tracy, and we're going to be talking about pre and post workout nutrition. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and get started by talking about the pre-workout fueling. What are the things that we need to know about that, Becca?
One of the most important things to remember is that your pre-workout meal should be about 4 hours before your workout, and it should be carbohydrate-based. So you want to have a little bit of protein with this meal. It should also be low in fat and low in fiber. This will help your body digest it the best way possible.
Okay. What in particular do we need to know about the food and beverages that we consume when we're working out?
You do want to consume fluids beforehand. It doesn't really matter if it's a sports drink or water. It just depends on if you are a heavy sweater. If you are a heavy sweater, you want to make sure that the electrolytes you lose during your workout, that you replace them afterwards. And Tracy will talk more about that later. But to consume fluids, about 5 to 7 milliliters per kilogram of your body weight should be consumed with a meal beforehand.
And what are some of the better sports drinks that you recommend that people use?
I prefer Gatorade and Powerade. Just depends on your personal preference. You want to pay attention to how much sugar is in there, how many calories are in there, depending on how long you're exercising for. But those are probably my two favorites.
Okay, so that's something that people can look at the label and really learn more about. What are some pre-workout meal ideas? Any suggestions on things people might want to...
If you're a morning exerciser, maybe some oatmeal with toast and peanut butter. If you're more of an afternoon or a night exerciser, maybe more of like a deli sandwich with a piece of fruit, like an apple or banana, a side salad, just incorporating that mostly carbohydrates and a little bit of protein.
Okay. Those all sound really good. I know you're going to be sharing with us a baked oatmeal snack bar recipe that people will be able to download. Is that a good pre-workout meal suggestion?
Yeah, that'd be a great choice.
Okay. And what about the post-workout, Tracy? Can we talk about that a little bit? What do people need to do to recover after those hard workouts?
Well, recovery is very important, and the thing you want to remember is the timing. So eating a snack within 30 minutes after finishing a workout and then having a meal within 2 hours post-workout is very important so your body can store that energy most effectively, and you'll have the glycogen that your body needs for your next workout.
And when thinking about that post-workout food, how do people want to plan for that?
You want to try and go for a 4-to-1 carbohydrate to protein ratio.
Okay.
And this will give your body the energy stores that it needs. So this could look like a piece of fruit and a string cheese, or maybe a mini bagel with peanut butter, or if you're working out in the morning, a whole wheat English muffin with an egg on top.
Well, while we're talking about carbs and protein, can I also ask you, what do the carbs and the protein actually do for your body?
That's a great question. The carbohydrates are important in replacing the glycogen stores, and the glycogen is the main fuel that our body uses during exercise. And the protein is important because it helps repair the damaged muscle that we're using in our workouts, and it can also help generate new muscle growth. So this is especially important with strength training exercises.
Oh, okay. So what else do we need to know about our post-workout recovery?
As Becca mentioned, fluid is also really important. So weighing yourself before and after a very intense workout is a good idea, because you want to have 16 to 24 ounces of water or a Gatorade or a sports drink for every pound that you lose during exercise. And this will help replace the electrolytes that your body is losing during sweating.
Very interesting. My husband usually will weigh himself after he works out and he'll have lost several pounds. And I always try to explain to him that, you know, he was just losing a lot of fluid and he needs to replace it. It's not like he's losing weight, which you get so excited about.
Exactly.
What are some post-workout recovery foods or beverages that people might want to ingest if they're not really feeling like eating right after the workout?
It can be hard to eat after you work out if your stomach is still unsettled. If this is the case, drinking something might be easier, so chocolate milk or a smoothie made with yogurt and fruit would also have the 4-to-1 carbohydrate to protein ratio, or a sports drink would also be a good option.
Okay, and then last, let's talk about some of the actual foods that you can take in to replenish or recover from your hard activity that you do, what are some good ideas for some things people can eat?
So within 30 minutes, a snack might include graham crackers and a yogurt, or turkey and cheese roll-ups in a tortilla, or maybe a lunch meat sandwich, a trail mix would have carbohydrates and protein from the nuts and dried fruit, or maybe oatmeal with milk and nuts as well.
Mm, that sounds really good. Okay. Anything else that people need to know when they're thinking about fueling for pre and post workouts that you want to mention?
I think the really important thing to remember is that everyone is different. Some people will be able to eat a meal about an hour before they work out. Some people have to eat earlier than that. People can eat different amounts, different times, but to know what works for you, to try out different things, and to realize that everyone is different, and it's okay to find out what works for you, not necessarily do something that your friend does.
That's a really good point. We are all different, and I know even with the people that I train with, they have a very different regimen than I do, and what they do definitely doesn't work for me, so very good point. Thank you both so much for being here. That's great information, and for anybody that's training for any kind of athletic event, they definitely, this is important information for them to know. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.